Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. Tomorrow will be Charlie Baker's last full day as governor of Massachusetts. Governor-elect Mara Healey takes over on Thursday at noon. Today, Baker delivered a farewell address to the people of Massachusetts. Here are some excerpts from that speech.
After eight sometimes crazy years as your governor, I thought I should take a few minutes to deliver what my late mom would have called a proper goodbye. This one comes with mixed emotions. Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito and I will leave the Statehouse tomorrow for the last time. We will do so with love and appreciation for what you, the people of Massachusetts, have shown us from day one. Your kindness and generosity were always on display. Neighbors helping neighbors, local leaders going above and beyond, businesses big and small standing up for their communities. And with your help and in collaboration with our legislative colleagues, we went on to accomplish so much more. We took a $1 billion budget deficit, turned it into a $5 billion surplus, and gave $3 billion back to taxpayers, and put $7 billion into the state's rainy day fund. We delivered major infrastructure projects long promised but never done. We passed the first major housing reform bill in decades so we can finally do something about the cost of owning a home. And we did it all without partisan bickering. I could go on, but where we really got to work together was during the pandemic. When food pantries got stretched thin, local leaders adapted, recruited new volunteers, partnered with the National Guard, and delivered for their communities. Across the state, you manned texting sites and vaccine clinics and helped us find medical gear, made major adjustments to the way you worked and the way you played, checked in on your neighbors and supported first responders, healthcare, and other frontline workers. And while I know that many of you didn't agree with all of the decisions the Lieutenant Governor and I made during the pandemic, you tried your very best to abide by the rules and to share in the work to be done. I believe that's why we've recovered almost all the jobs we lost during the pandemic, why we have an unemployment rate that's below the national average, and why the nationally renowned Commonwealth Fund concluded that we did a better job of managing the pandemic than every other state except Hawaii. Despite a myriad of political fights and distractions that were raging all around us, people here chose to focus on the work, and it paid off. The personal and professional generosity, from the Berkshires to Cape Cod and every place in between, was always there. We were there too, in the front row, watching it and appreciating it for eight cherished years. We've been fortunate to be invited to thousands of fairs, ribbon cuttings, conferences, dinners, and diners. But one event for me stands out. On a trip to D.C. in 2021, I visited the Massachusetts National Guard members who were deployed to the Capitol. 450 citizen soldiers, ages 18 to 58, from every corner of Massachusetts, from every race and religion, all there to serve their Commonwealth and their country, no matter when the call comes. That visit for me is the embodiment of the commitment and generosity of the people of Massachusetts. It is our fervent hope that your generosity never wavers. It is truly what makes you special, and it's the foundation on which we can continue to build great communities and a great Commonwealth. We are deeply grateful for the gifts you've given us over these past 8 years, and I want you to know that you will be sorely missed by the two of us and by our teams. God bless you.
Those are excerpts from Governor Charlie Baker's farewell address to the people of Massachusetts. Stay with WBUR as we provide coverage of Baker's final day tomorrow, and join us Thursday morning at 11 for coverage and analysis of the inauguration of Governor-elect Mara Healey.